every parent loves to see their kid having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So why would we think, why would I think that God felt any differently?
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand, and we're all hanging out in your favorite place together.
Hey, More Than Small Talk friends, we're glad to be back with you this week. And we have been talking about some things we're learning or trying to learn. So this week we are tackling what sounds like a lighthearted topic, but actually is pretty serious business. And that is learning to have fun.
Yeah. You know, when we were talking about this together, we realized that this was a little more complicated than we thought it was. So Here's today's confession question. When was the last time you had fun and what did that look like?
I recently, before my daughter headed off to college, we went to the beach in Florida and we really just kind of picked a beach, threw a bunch of stuff in the car and then plugged it into the GPS, drove down there, and it was very spontaneous and we just, you know, took it as we come. And I would say that I'm a very spontaneous person where, like, I love to look for fun opportunities, but I live by a very scheduled life now. Mm-hmm. So just having no plan, but just to get there at the beach and then see what happened next, that was super fun for me.
Yeah. Well, and we've been in a season to where we've had to plan everything and we're still in that season.
Yeah.
True.
Do you think that was part of it?
I think so. I think that, you know, with COVID hit and wrecked every single plan.
Yes.
And it wrecked every single thing that we thought how we could have fun. And I think we had to get creative. But I think that with a year long, over a year panic mode, I think that it's harder for us to have fun. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think so. I think that we have to almost overplan everything.
Yeah.
And so it's been really hard.
I think also sometimes right now, fun feels a little frivolous.
Okay.
Like we shouldn't do it because so much hard is happening in the world.
There's a lot of hard happening. And you're right.
So I would be curious, Suze, because you are committed to fun, which I love about you.
Yeah.
So do you feel that at all?
Or sure, I do. Like, sure, you know, I do.
How does that work? Sure. Feel like you're my fun mentor.
Well, you know, see, I don't equate fun so much with what I do, but I equate fun with kind of in the moment. Like even in hard places, like if there's a deep belly laugh that comes out of a moment, even if it's a crazy, chaotic, hard moment, that brings fun and lightheartedness into it. And so when I looked at this question, if I were going to have to do it on activities, no, because every single fun thing that we had planned over the last 2 years has been canceled.
Yeah.
But man, have I had some moments where I've thrown my head back and been in a chair and just laughed that deep belly laugh with the people around me. Yes. Lots of those moments.
That was a great perspective shift. That's really helpful for me. Because I do tend to think of like fun as an activity.
Yeah.
It's this sort of isolated piece that I do that's separate from the rest of my life. It's something I need to work into my schedule. So the idea that fun is something I can bring into every moment, that's really freeing.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, man, I'm jealous, super jealous of Jennifer because the beach is like, you know, anytime it's like, where would you want to be? Where's the ideal place? The beach, you know, and I haven't got to do that. So I'm super excited. But I also know that you can go to the beach or to the mountains or to wherever and have a really cruddy time.
Yeah.
And it not be fun at all.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember being with you guys in the ICU almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We had a hard moment. And I remember, and it was Holly, it was probably you, said something.
Inappropriate.
And, you know, it caused this deep belly laugh, and I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed it so bad in that moment, and it was like medicine to me.
Yeah.
So there was fun brought into a hard place where three people were sitting together around a cruddy situation, and it brought lightheartedness into it.
Yeah, which is biblical, right? Laughter does the heart good like medicine.
Yeah.
You know, fun does the heart good like medicine.
Yeah. Yeah. And fun sometimes is. Fun sometimes is saying, okay, I've been on this long stretch. And just so you know, I will be at the beach a week from now. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yes.
But yeah, I want to have fun there too. But I want to have fun in my real life as well.
Yeah. And when I thought about this question, I thought about my grandkids, of course. I have Eula, who's turning 4 on Saturday, and Clem is 1. And they do fun, like you talked about, Suze. Like, they just bring it into every situation. Yeah. So, like, we go to Chick-fil-A often. That is fun for them. And last time we did it, Clem was eating mac and cheese with his hands and then putting it into his hair. And so he had a mac and cheese mohawk by the end of dinner. And it was awesome. So, like, they just so unselfconsciously delight in whatever is in front of them.
In the moment.
And that delights me. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me think, when Jesus talks about childlike faith, maybe that's an element of it. Like, every parent loves to see their kid having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So why would we think, why would I think that God felt any differently?
Yeah. Well, and I think sometimes when we're thinking about fun, we overthink it. And so we walk away with some really perfect pictures, but imperfect memories.
Yeah.
Because we're so concentrated on this will be fun.
Yeah. I will try really hard to have fun. I've actually said that to Mark. Yeah. I'm like, Mark, we need to try harder to have more fun.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think that's supposed to be how it works.
Makes for some great Instagram pictures. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
But, you know, the pictures in our mind and the pictures in our heart, not so much always. Yeah.
That's a good perspective shift.
Yeah.
My Elise, who's 16, she has always been fun. And I can remember her like at Eula's age, at 4, she would walk outside and say, and it's the same house that she's walked out of like day after day. And she would look up at the sky and say, oh, this is magical.
Yes.
And she still looks at life. Everything was magical to her because she looked at it and saw it as such. And so I always just kind of looked at her and I'm like, I want that kind of perspective of like, oh wow, when I do anything, you know?
And I don't think we're all built that way. And so what's really nice is to include those people in your community so that, you know, you bring some realism, they bring the magical, and it's a nice thing.
Yeah. And my mom's an occupational therapist who primarily worked with little kids.
Yeah.
And so her work was play. You know, so as kids, she would always tell us, like, go play.
Yeah.
You know, and encouraged us to be creative. And I think creativity is a form of grown-up play.
I think so, too.
Like a grown-up fun, you know, when you're just really being creative, like letting yourself just create. Yeah. But she taught me that fun and play also are purposeful.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and I remember reading a book called Play, How It Helps the Brain. And it talked about how NASA was having trouble hiring engineers that could actually do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And they started asking in interviews, how much did you play as a kid?
Wow.
And they would hire the people who played a lot as children because they were creative problem solvers.
Wow. Yeah.
And so it said, even as adults, like, there are things in our brain that are activated through fun and play that we then transfer to more serious situations.
Yeah. You know, I was walking with a friend one time and she was just talking about all the heavy things that were going on. We were moms of teens and it was just, I had 3 teenagers. She had 2. It was kind of a time where it was just a little trickier. You know, we loved our kiddos. But anyway, she started talking about all the to-dos of her day, every day. And I said, you know what, Angie, why don't you today go home and jump on your bed. And she looked at me like I had lost my mind. Yeah. And she was like, I made the bed. I'm not going to jump on the bed. And I said, no, seriously, go home and jump on the bed. Yeah. I just want you to jump on the bed. And the next day we got together to watch, and she said, like this was the holy grail. I jumped on the bed. And she said, and my kids saw me. And they jumped on the bed with me. And it was so fun. And I just, you know, I think sometimes we need to give ourselves permission to jump on the bed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, the world's not going to stop.
No.
You can make it back up.
Yeah. And that's sort of an act of trust, right?
Like
you have to open yourself up to have fun and play. And it's sort of like saying, I'm not God. Clearly. I'm jumping on the bed.
And it wasn't the jumping on the bed. It was just saying, I'm going to give myself permission in the to-dos of my day, and I'm going to create a sacred space for fun. But what's really, I think, cool about that is we were talking about how serious we felt as moms. Like, we were on all the time. And what we said in that conversation is, I said, you know, I sometimes look at my kids and I see them laughing with other people. And I think, I love that about them. And I had to ask myself, when was the last time I laughed with them? You know, as a mom, when was the last time I let myself just laugh with them, have a deep belly laugh?
That's so good.
So what I feel like I'm hearing is, like, right now we feel a little guilty if we're having fun because of everything that's going on in the world, or our lives are so scheduled, we feel like we've got to just adult and not have fun. So what do you think will help us when we're in that moment where we know that, like, we need to have fun? Because I feel like that kind of falls into, when you're having fun, you're not thinking about the problems. And everything is in the proper perspective because you're just in the moment. And that's harder for me these days.
Yeah.
So what do you think will help us make room for fun?
Yeah. So when the world is hard, we tend to see the world through that lens. Yeah. And the world is not slated in one color. It's multi-dimensional, multicolored. And so it's becoming a joy noticer and saying to yourself, in this day, there are going to be moments that are filled with joy. It might be a laughter of a child. It might be that corny joke that your friend or your husband has said, and you stop to truly appreciate it. You know, it could be just a lighthearted moment where you actually, instead of just skating right past it, you stop to savor it. So I think that it's conscious and intentional to say, in this day, I'm going to be a joy noticer. Yes, the hard things are there to see. They're loud. I can't get away from them. But in this world, in my day, there are also things that are filled with joy.
Yeah. I think something that helps me is finding fun mentors. Like I said, Susie is one, you know, because we've watched you walk through really hard things.
Yeah.
And yet do so with joy and
genuine
fun, you know? And that's so helpful to me. Like, I pause and think about that, like, you know, and so you've probably impacted me in that way more than you know.
Thank you.
In ways that I needed. And so you are a real life fun mentor to me. I have some, you know, on Facebook, I love the Holderness family who make ridiculous videos.
They really do. And
sometimes when we're in COVID lockdown, like, I would just go watch one just because I needed to stop being quite so serious in the moment and get away from the news. And so, and my grandkids are great fun mentors.
They really are.
And so I think asking, like, who in my life helps me remember to have fun and shows me how to do it well.
Yeah.
So thank you for being that for me, Suze.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Thank you for that. You know, I grew up in a really serious house, and it was not always fun. It was really hard. And I think when the moment came when I was on my own, and my parents have changed and transformed and grown, and I'm so grateful for that. But I remember being on my own and the first thing I wanted in my life was joy. Mm, like I didn't want to live under a black cloud. I wanted joy and true joy, not fake joy, not pretend joy. But what I realized is that it's really right there in front of us a lot of times. And, you know, I have had to say to some of my family, can you stop for a second and see what is right in front of you? That is so beautiful. Yeah. Can we take just 5 minutes? This is not utopian. I'm not trying to be pretend, but can we truly see this beautiful thing right in front of us just for a second?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And how many of us have either grown up in that way or we've learned that for some reason to keep our eyes closed to the beauty around us?
Yeah.
And it robs us.
I think one thing too is some of us were taught that happiness is worldly.
Yeah.
And so be a bit suspect of positive
emotion.
Boo
on that.
Yeah. I mean, right? Kara, our producer's nodding. Like, yeah. And so I think for a segment of our listeners, I mean, it sounds ridiculous even when I say it, but I think that was something I had to work through to be like, no, happiness and joy are holy. Like, like I said, what parent doesn't delight in seeing their child be happy and joyful? So can you, Jennifer and Susie, speak to that for a minute for the sake of Kara and I and any listeners who are also similarly delusional?
Honestly, I'm just going to share this because we're honest. I went into Bible college pretty fun, you know, and carefree. I left very uptight and serious. Man, was that hard to be at 21 and 22.
Yeah.
I lost a really big chunk of who I was trying to be 10 to 15 years ahead of what I was starting out in ministry as a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to relax. So I think that there is this pressure to be perfect, to be holy, to, you know, be serious, always look for the moments of ministry. But sometimes ministry is, you know, playing in the mud or, you know, letting your hair down and, you know, tapping into that childlike person that you still are. We still are that at no matter how old we get.
Yeah.
There's still that person inside of us that likes to play a little bit. And when we try to edge her out, I think we miss out. And then we're just stressed and uptight. And I don't think that we're who we're created to be when we try to be straight laced. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, makes a whole lot of sense. Well, and I think I love the word holy that you have both used now. Is in that moment in the hospital where my husband's in another room having open heart surgery, you know, and you guys brought lightheartedness into that moment and it felt holy. You know, because I could see the world in a little bit bigger picture. It now included friendship. It now included support. It now included laughter. And that was really an important part of that moment.
Yeah.
So,
I went to see my grandma last weekend and she's 90 and she has one sign she's kept on her wall as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
And it says, joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God.
Oh, wow.
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 I found myself this past time, like standing there and staring at it and trying to really think about that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's true.
Yeah.
You know, because that was a holy moment. Like we felt the presence of God in the midst of that laughter. And it was like, we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's true.
Yeah. And so I think it's given ourselves permission to lighten up a little bit, you know, and look for the fun in the moment. Like I said, you know, we are finally, so a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, we were supposed to go on this trip. And then that's when everything turned upside down. And then it got delayed again during the pandemic. And so I've been holding my breath because we're leaving next week thinking, okay, are we going to actually get to do it? This is the deal. I can go into that beautiful, fun moment and put so much pressure on it that I can rob it of any fun.
Yeah.
Or I can understand that, number one, people are messy. Trips are messy. Things might happen. And give myself permission to say, include those things. Yeah, it's not going to be perfect. It's not. There's going to be things happen. My flight might get delayed.
Yeah.
Somebody might, you know, throw a big hissy fit. But I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
And it's, and I'm not going to put pressure on myself to have fun. I'm just going to be open to it.
Yeah.
Good. I think that's a great next step.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself permission. And you're right. I think imperfection is always part of fun, which is kind of weird to think about.
Yeah. It perfection is a fun.
It's boring, right? Perfection
is boring. It just boring. Kills it. It just it's kills so good. It. Yeah.
It's so good. So yeah, Jennifer, what about you? What's a practical step that helps you embrace the fun?
I would say my level of expectation, like putting this idea of in my head of how it's going to be, I cannot do that. I have to just let that moment be whatever it is with zero expectations. So there's not disappointment. There's just like, you know, I'm exploring. I'm not controlling.
Oh, that's a huge difference. Yeah. Because I'm a planner. It's going to be planned. I'm going to have my little notebook with all my plans. But still yet, I love what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that completely shifts it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, I may make a little resolution to laugh hard every day.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that looks like, whether with my grandkids or you too, or the Holderness family,
let go.
Whatever that looks like.
Let it go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard said the other day that one of the things that he loves is that I deep belly laugh every day.
Aww,
and I do. I do deep belly laugh every day. Part of that is his corny jokes, and they are beyond corny.
I love a good corny joke.
They're so bad to the point to where you can't help but laugh. But part of it, too, is that I've been given now a third chance to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to mess that up.
So good, Suze.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. This was a great conversation.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we say we have those conversations where we walk away and it's like, aha.
Yeah.
You know, and it deepens or it shifts something. And that's what I love about this.
Yeah. Because when we were planning, I was kind of like, should we talk about fun? Like, is that serious? Yes. Obviously, I needed an intervention. It felt like an intervention.
Yeah. I think right now, the whole world, right where we're at, need a little more fun in our life.
Yeah.
Right where we're at.
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. Well,
I agree.
What are we going to be talking about next episode?
The next episode is stepping outside of your comfort zone with a friend of ours, Jen Jones, is going to be joining us.
And she is fun.
And she is so fun. Oh my goodness.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she refused to wear pants. That's all I know about
we'll
the
try
episode.
Not to think too hard about that.
Okay. Hey, friends, as we end this episode, I want to encourage you with a challenge and a resource. For the next week, as you schedule out your day, schedule in time to laugh. Give yourself permission to include sweet, fun moments in your day and in your life. If joy is felt distance, I'd love to recommend my book, Joy Keeper, 6 Truths That Change Everything You Thought You Knew About Joy. You can download and read the entire first chapter of Joy Keeper at www.joykeeper.me.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on klrc.com. You can also join us in our Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite app so you won't ever miss an episode.